Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Jimmy Elroy Scott was taken into custody without incident after a standoff in Whiteville on Thursday. Whiteville City Police responded to a Lee Street domestic dispute and found Scott in the roadway. He backed into an apartment, implying that he was armed. Chief Paul Rockenbach said Scott held off officers for about an hour and a half before surrendering. No one was seriously injured, and Scott is currently in jail under no bond. We have more on the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Deputies are searching for a bandit who held up a Dollar General store on U.S. 701 north of Whiteville on Wednesday. The black male suspect displayed a handgun and got away with $667 in cash. This is currently under investigation. Wally Whaley will serve 18 to 20 years in prison for molesting children in Taber City. District Attorney John David said Whaley pled guilty to multiple charges in Superior Court on Thursday. He molested, raped, and assaulted multiple children in 2024. You can read more on the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Two men have been charged with illegal dumping and felony larceny. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office said Sean Willis, age 20, and Deshaun Brown, age 23, were held under a secured bonds after disposing of materials on Maltsby Road. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. An elderly woman was found safe after she wandered away from her home near Chadburn on Tuesday. The 93-year-old woman was located while sheriff's deputies were gathering information and beginning a search. Halloween got rather scary for a number of drivers as the Sheriff's Office Booze It or Lose It campaign made for a busy night. A total of 131 traffic violations, ranging from speeding to drugs, were reported. Six fugitives were also picked up during the operation. This effort was made possible by funding from the Governor's Highway Safety Program. The North Carolina Rate Bureau has requested a statewide average rate increase of 68.3% for dwelling insurance policies, which typically cover rental and vacation homes. The proposed hikes would phase in over a two-year period. The last time the Rate Bureau made a dwelling rate filing was in July of 2023, when it requested an average statewide increase of 50.6%. Comments will be accepted on this proposal through November 19th. Tuesday, November 11th is Veterans Day, and the Columbus County Veterans Day Parade is in downtown Whiteville tomorrow at 11 a.m. Nakina's Veterans Parade and Celebration is happening on Sunday at 2 p.m. On Tuesday, the Veterans Memorial Park will host a ribbon-cutting ceremony for their new service center at the park at 11 a.m. There will also be a special ceremony at the courthouse in Whiteville on Tuesday, November 11th at 11 a.m. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for the Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you'd like to help and donate a turkey or contribute to purchasing one for a needy family, you can call 910-641-7017. Their goal this year is to help 200 families. First Families is going back in time on Saturday as this year's Columbus and Bladen's Got Talent heads for the 90s. The nonprofit will celebrate 30 years of service to survivors of domestic violence in Bladen and Columbus counties. There will be prizes for the best 90s attire, DJ C. Nice will be spinning the tunes, and of course, local celebrities will be given their own interpretation of their favorite icons from the 90s. The event is happening tomorrow, 6 to 9 p.m. at Vineland Station in Whiteville. Butch Pope once again will be the master of ceremonies. CCN is a proud sponsor of this event, and you can call 910-642-5996 for tickets. The Columbus County Disaster Coalition will hold a Faith and Preparedness Conference November 13th at 4 p.m. at Vineland Station. This free event is an opportunity for church leaders to discover resources for their congregation, as well as to see how they can help during emergencies. Registration is required, and participants are asked to bring only 3 people per church. You can go to ColumbusCountyDisasterCoalition.com to register for this event. Cerro Gordo Volunteer Fire Department will host its pancake dinner on November 15th from 5 until 8 p.m. It will also be an open house for their new fire station, and everyone is welcome. Donations will be accepted. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents A Hometown Christmas Party, Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris, bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to 3 children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.